saw in the news that Trump is proposing death penalty for drug dealers. In particular, the opioid trade has gone out of control. It is something that has taken over our way of living. It's something that all of a sudden these mills, I remember in Florida, they would have these big pharmacy mills, opioid, and you would be able to get prescription after prescription. Painkillers, they're addictive, very powerful. I know through my plenty of surgeries I've had, as soon as I can wean out of them, I get out of them. There is no hanging on. I've had quite a few surgeries in the last few years, and just with Achilles and sports-related stuff. And I would say that those things just sit there in the cabin, and I'll give them to people as they come through. And, hey, you want them here? I've had so many people tell me, hey, man, you know that stuff has value, right? I hear you, but it's not a good look. It's not something that I want to be involved in as far as addiction. I know these things. I'm very aware when things are possible of taking over. I knew somebody that I was close with, and they had an addiction. They were hiding it, and it was something very rough to see as far as them flushing it out from the pain pill situation. So you know that thing is real, but it's legal. And obviously the pharmaceuticals are in it, but of course they're not going to be penalized. And that's the problem that I have, is that, look, I'm all about legalizing, taxing it, and regulating it. It's not a perfect solution, but I think the demand is there. But if Trump is saying, hey, well, let's chop the heads off of these people that want to go out and sell this stuff, all right, I'm in. I'm in with that extreme. I think a little corporal punishment can be found. I think we can go ahead and figure out something, right? We could say there's too many people here in this country. Cut some heads off, like a purge, sure. But then I guess my incomplete thought on that would be, well, okay, that's one type of person that is viewed in America as a very negative and impacting many people. In my opinion, in my eyes, what about the corporate folks, the ones that do things illegally? They circumvent the rules, push the envelope, insider trading, manipulate markets, crash for my 401k, have millions of people be damaged with their decisions that are unethical, that are immoral, that are wrong, that are unlawful. What about those folks? And I think that's where I have a bone to pick, because I feel those folks are just as culpable about the things that are happening in our country when it comes to bad recessions and things like that. You know, not only one person went down in the whole banking industry ordeal. One person. And that was it. Everyone else got off. You know, a guy like Bernie Madoff, why not? Give him the death penalty, right? That's my point, is that we have to also be a crusader for all things that impact all Americans, not just the drugs. Drugs is one element of it. Then you have corruption, because the checks and balances are not there. Well, capitalism is great, but if it's unchecked, it's evil. And right now, government is supposed to be the check to keep the companies at bay, but they're all sleeping together. And Trump is talking about draining the swamp. Has he done it? I think it's easier said than done. The intentions are right, but it's just too much of a machine out there in Washington to drain and reset and get people that are truly about serving the folks, the common citizens like you and me. It's not going to happen. So, you know, what do you do? I think, again, you got to give out Pommy in the ass prison. And in this case, if Trump is up in the ante for the drug dealers, and I equate them to in the same level. Drug dealers and corporate executives have the same ambition, same desire for power, for money. They're just going about it two different ways, because many of those folks that are in the drug dealing, they don't come from very positive backgrounds. They don't have a lot of choices as far as how to make money. You know, they don't have the patience to go through school 22 years, be formally educated, and get their master's, right, and do all that stuff that you have to provide in that world of white collar environments. You know, you got to go ahead and get your graduate's degree or business degree, and then you got to go get licenses, so on and so forth. Yeah, these guys have patients, you know, coming from households that, you know, their mom can't even pay rent. So, you know, that's the lack of understanding that we have, but I see it from both ends as far as seeing how powerful, how much of an impact they have. And it can't be denied that the folks in Wall Street, the folks that are in corporate America, the banking industry, so on and so forth, these folks get away with murder. And it's okay. You know, all these different things. I just found out recently that the mortgage interest, that was something that was illegal until recently. You know, you weren't able to have such type of things being done to the regular consumer, but here we are getting pounded with interest and all these PMIs and all this shit. And then people are going to say, well, I blame the government. Well, duh, the government is in cahoots with the companies. They're helping each other out. It's like you want to separate them both, but they're both the same. Very rare do you have a person in office that is altruistic and doing the nature of the position, which is serving the people, not the companies. But hey, again, I'm all with Trump, buddy. You want to go ahead and chop heads off, I'm in. I'm fucking in on that one. But sometime before the end of the term, I need to see you also propose death penalty for folks that are doing insider trading, any collusion, anything like that. When you're doing pyramid schemes, all these things that are known to be done, then let's chop their heads off too. Right? Why can't we go about it that way? Yeah, Palmy and Nas prison and chopping their heads off is not a sexy look, but they're contributing members to our society. They have raked in millions. They're formally educated. They're just part of the system. They're just playing the game. I hear you, but it still doesn't make it right. And that's the thing that folks, it's like, I can go ahead and talk about, you know, the illegal immigration, how at the end, yeah, we have good people, but they're all illegal, so it's all wrong. So that's the premise that I think about when we're discussing that. It's like, if you're going to go ahead and get technical about this type of crime impacting many people, then you need to swing that pendulum to the other side and understand that on that quote-unquote legal side where everything's being done right, there's some crazy shit being done. And it has to be accounted for. And right now, there is not enough harsh penalties. I wonder why. I wonder why those folks have it easier. And you're saying, well, that's life, bro. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're trying to tell me that, you know, drug dealers that come from lower socioeconomic levels and people that are peddling these drugs should be doing harsher crimes, that the folks that are out there formally educated, they're behind this wolf mask or this sheep's mask of, okay, I did these things right. I'm an outstanding citizen. I'm a productive citizen. But in reality, they're fucking wolf inside because they're taking money and they're being ruthless about it. And they're paying off the people in the SEC and wherever it is. You know, FCC, whatever you want to call it, all these government bodies that are supposed to be regulating the companies, you know, they're paying these people off. They're in bed paying for their campaigns. You know, that's how they get down. Oh, they pay their wife, whatever it is. So that's where I sit with all of this, is that I have no problem with going to that extreme, but you have to apply it to all forms of such crime where it's impacting many people. Is that right or wrong? I don't know, but I think you have to be an equal opportunist when it comes to that type of punishment, for sure. And I know those folks, man. Think about it, man. Those white folks out there in corporate America, out there, the executives, because it's really mostly them and Jews out there running things. It's not really no black man, no people of color, no Puerto Ricans. Get out of here. We're not up there. You know, those folks don't want to know nothing about that jail time. Shit, do you know who I am? Do you know what phone calls I can make? It's like modern day mafia, guys. Jesus. Those guys think they're powerful, man. Never been in a fight. That's one thing I have noticed, that people that talk loud, that get really loud and crazy, those guys have never been in a fight. You know, they've never been in a situation where talking that way would get them hurt. I remember a janitor of all people, and you think about that, a janitor telling me that. He was like, you know, he was a Spanish guy and speaking a lick of English. And he goes, you know, these white people out here, they're in boss positions. They yell and they scream and they talk down to people. And you know they've never been in a fight. And I started laughing. I'm like, you know what? That's true. And he goes, no. He goes, seriously. Because, you know, these folks, you try to do that to me or you, you know, we're not going to talk to people like that. Because, you know, growing up, when you talk that way to people, you got in a fight. Something bad happened. I'm talking about fight being the worst, the least worst scenario that can happen. As far as something happening to you, you can get stabbed, you can get shot, you can get pistol whipped, so on and so forth. So, yeah, those folks, man, up there, they be yelling and huffing and puffing. It's like, man, you never even been in a fight, bro. You need to get your ass whooped, because there's no way you'd be talking to other people like that, because in your past, you know there's ramifications for talking to somebody like that. And in this world, you know, when you're in a corporate America world or in an employment world, people don't think of it that way. You just yell and do all these things like, man, bitch, you don't even know. Your hair would be yanked. And you'd be, you know, beat up by three black girls. And they'll be, and they'll do it every fucking day if they have to. Nothing to lose. But, of course, you don't deal with that in your small town. In your, you know, very simple, humble beginnings. You could be a little spoiled brat and talk and just push back and forth. All you get is a timeout. I mean, that's it. You know, you guys just think... It's all peaches and cream. That's why you don't see that shit happening in other countries. Motherfuckers will get hurt big time. So I hope that, hey, if we're going to go ahead and start chopping heads off, let's go ahead and get these executives out there too, huh?